Good morning. Welcome into the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. We are speaking this morning with Ann Osborne. She is with the National Wheat Foundation. Y'all know they have this annual wheat yield contest. Ann is actually the director of that contest with the Wheat Foundation. And we just really appreciate you being here today, Ann. Good morning.
Thank you. Absolutely. The Wheat Yield Contest is something that we talk about annually here at KGNC because there are a lot of producers in our area that grow wheat and have been really successful in it. Tell us a little bit, though, about that Wheat Yield Contest, how it kind of came about, and what we're looking at for 2021.
Okay, great. The contest is in its sixth year. And so we started it 6 years ago, and the growers on the foundation board wanted to start the contest because they wanted a way for growers to that raise this high yielding wheat with good quality. They wanted a way to recognize those folks and also to learn some best practices. So we're trying to, you know, raise as many bushels with high quality wheat as we can and then take those best practices on our yield contest wheat and use it on the rest of our farm. So if we, so these growers that enter the contest, typically they're pretty innovative and they want to try new things, but we don't always want to go try new things on 1,000 acres. Maybe we'll try new things on 40 acres and then we learn what works. And so then we can increase the yields on our whole farm.
You know, and I think that's a really interesting concept because when we think about competition, we don't necessarily think about learning something, right? We just think about winning. But right. Really the whole basis of this is, as you said, learning different growing techniques, different technologies, and different areas across the country to better serve our communities.
Right. And the growers that are participating in this, they really are willing to, you know, we ask them to tell us what are they doing. You know, there's no secrets. And the sponsors, we have sponsors for the contest, which we need and we dearly appreciate because the sponsors want to know, are you using my product? Are you using my fertilizer? Are you using my fungicide? And how is that working? And the seed, you know, so we need to, we share these information and the growers are pretty willing to do that. And then that way we see them taking those concepts and putting it on the rest of their farm. So that's the point of it. It is fun. It's fun to compete, but it's also fun to see these growers just, what if I try this? What if I try that? And then we talk to our industry representatives and we get some ideas and we, you know, we always just kind of get better and better. And so you'll see these yields going up every year on the contest and on their rest of their farm.
Yeah, and with this too, there are dryland producers who don't have any irrigation on the crop. And then we've got those folks that obviously water. Those are separate categories, right?
Right. Yeah, we have four categories right now. We have dryland and irrigated, winter and spring. And then one other thing that's unique about the wheat yield contest is we don't just do it based on high yield. We have a category that is yield over their USDA county average. Uh-huh. So if, you know, they aren't in as productive an area, they can still compete. So they can compete against what is their USDA county average. And like, for example, in Oklahoma last year, one of our winners got 308% of the county USDA county average.
Uh-huh. Wow. So, you know, I talked with one of our Texas state winners, I want to say 2 years ago, Sean Kimbrell. He was such a great, humble guy. One of his managers signed him up for this contest and he said, well, you know, I didn't win it because I'm good at winning wheat. I won it because a lot of people don't grow wheat in my county. And it made me laugh, you know, because he really is good at what he does. But, you know, it's back to that USDA average that can really change your chances of being recognized in this.
Right. And as people learn to grow more bushels of wheat with high quality wheat, uh-huh. it becomes more competitive for them to raise wheat on their farm. You know, sometimes they look at that county average and say, well, if that's as many bushels as I can raise, then I'm not going to raise wheat because I can make more money something else. Uh-huh. But the growers that you know, start really honing in on these high yield and management, best management practices and inputs, you know, that really make sense. They are raising a lot more wheat than the USDA county average. And so they're end up profitable with the wheat. And there's also a quality component to our contest, which is unique for wheat. So they send a sample in at harvest time. We need about a 2.5 pound sample. And then we run that and we run quality characteristics. And if we need that wheat to grade 1 or 2, and then they're in the contest. And that usually isn't a problem. So those folks that are raising the high yield wheat are taking care of it and they're having all the practices to keep that plant healthy and get the best quality. So we really, but we do run quality because we want to see, you know, we always want to see yield and quality.
Absolutely. Yeah, that, as you said, that is very unique to wheat. And every grower pays attention to that anyway. So the competition might as well too. With that though, again, this is the National Wheat Yield Contest. This is through the National Wheat Foundation. And if we have listeners out there that want to check this out, learn more information, maybe sign up, tell them how they can do that.
Okay. The whole contest is run on the web. So they should go online to yieldcontest.wheatfoundation.org and they can start their entry anytime. They can start their entry right now and then not finish it, or they can start their entry, you know, and we have an entry and a harvest section, but all of the data is on that website. So that's pretty easy for them to do. yieldcontest.wheatfoundation.org. And what I really want them to do is, if they want to enter, you know, they should go in there and do that, but they should also talk to their seed supplier because they're our sponsors and they're helping the growers to best manage that. And we need a 5-acre piece per variety, and then they would harvest 1.5 acres.
Okay. Good to know. Well, as you said, this is a fun thing. This isn't anything to be worried about. If you win, awesome. If you don't, we're still learning something. You're still a part of it. And we're just happy to have you here today. So thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you.
Again, that is Ann Osborne. She is the director of the National Wheat Yield Contest for the National Wheat Foundation. She gave you a couple ways there that you can access that information, learn more, register if you would like to try and be a part of that 2021 National Wheat Yield Competition. But you can always go to our website as well to find out more. That is kgncnewsnow.com. All right, that's going to wrap up the Monday edition of our Ag Hour. Please go out there and make it a great one. I'm your KGNC Agribusiness News Director, Shannon Gray.